Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, shalom. We are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Indeed, this very precious, precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted us for the healing. Yes, indeed, for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. The dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But as the Most High also told me directly, in spite of all of the world's efforts to hide and deny and silence the truth, he sends a prophet to speak with others. Would not. My brothers and sisters, tonight, I want to talk about some very powerful and pivotal issues. Truths that, without question, my brothers and sisters, have gone, by and large, unnoticed, but all but the very few. I titled tonight's show, having to do with the gift of the Holy Spirit as it is relative to the scriptures having to do with what is actually, my brothers and sisters, considered by most possibly, most likely, the most popular and well-known scripture in the whole Bible. For Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John 3:16. Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. Everlasting life. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about this in my mind. In fact, no question about this whatsoever in my mind. Most have heard this scripture. Many have read this scripture. The full implication, I said the full implication of its meaning, rare few have genuinely discerned. And I want to talk about that. Because, trust me, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. This particular piece of scripture has much bearing. I said it has much bearing upon who is and who is not, who will be and who will not be found worthy to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I have to say this to you, my brothers and sisters, first, though, as a preface to understanding this. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, there must come a time when we all will truly understand, without a question or shadow of a doubt, what it is to truly be honorable, acceptable before the One Most High. The day must come, my brothers and sisters, where in the midst of all this multitude of nations and denominations, man must return to what indeed is lawful for them before the Most High. Because, trust me, a massive contradiction is not a manifestation of divine law. The Most High is not the author of confusion, but he brings discretion, my brothers and sisters, after which we might become again a strong people. Blessed are they who will understand this. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, we must come to the point that we look forward to the day when the mass controversy of all the nations, denominations, and camps amongst us, when all the controversy that we now see amongst us, that divides us after partial and in many respects therefore hypocritical allegiances, should no longer be a barrier against our coming truthfully unto the Most High. A people made one, true unto him, honoring him in all things that he declares. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, without question, the multitude of partialities amongst us have indeed divided us. But we should understand something. Yes, there's something very critical about this all that we should understand. A multitude of partial standards can only create competition, confusion, chaos, after a multitude of varying self-righteous, even if you will, unrighteous ambitions. And by no means did the scriptures ever say one time that anyone so compelled, like the scripture says in Isaiah 56, 9 through 57, 14, by no means, my brothers and sisters, will anyone who does not have the purest heart to declare the testimony of the Holy Spirit, the truth of the gospel, the scripture, after the Spirit that would teach all things and obligate also those who seek that Spirit, petition for that Spirit, all to seek and speak true to all righteousness. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, does not have the goal to learn how to defend what is fully and completely the righteousness of the Most High is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, according to scriptures, counted an enemy. For Messiah said, "You are my friends if you do everything that I command you." That is Yohanan, John 15:14. He told those who would receive the power, the anointing, the capacity to comprehend and convey a word after the power, the anointing of his Holy Spirit, he told them that they had an obligation to go forth and teach all nations everything that he declared. Blessed are those amongst us. Again, my brothers and sisters, who will realize what Shaul meant, the Apostle Paul, what he meant when he said, for instance, in Colossians, 2 Timothy 2, that he strove that every man be made complete unto all good works. And what he meant when he said you must be made complete in Colossians, he said you must be made complete in him, in Messiah himself. I have spoken before about how mankind was initially created with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of Neshama, the gift of the Spirit that compels man to seek beyond himself. The gift of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that causes man to seek to fully honor the Most High unto the fullness that his name declares. The Spirit that would cause men, my brothers and sisters, to seek the Most High with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might, knowing that they must, that no one deceives his brother. The Spirit that compels us unto humility, my brothers and sisters, that we know whoever would be master or great amongst us must first be servant. Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, Genesis 17. That would be a blessing to all nations, meaning that all nations are obligated, all peoples, wherever they are, obligated in the holy name to convert beyond all partialities unto the pure and perfect will of one. That has always been the great expectation. We look around us and we see still yet, however, that man has not kept the truth of the covenant, has not kept the truth of the Torah. For if he had, if he understood, had been compelled to fully understand all the Most High has said in right context, the divisions we see amongst us would not exist. But nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, there are those who have not realized that they've actually insulted and blasphemed the gift of the Holy Spirit that would teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, rebuke all sin, all short-sightedness, all satisfaction with short-sightedness, would expose whatever men have sought to establish, ceilings to blind the extent of human, what is intended to be human vision and insight. My brothers and sisters, as I've said before, man was created with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of Neshama. When you say he breathed in him the breath of life, we should understand those scriptures actually mean that man was created as an anointed being with a spirit and a drive to learn, discern, and defend the hope of my brothers and sisters of being made complete before the Most High, even unto conscience, beyond all worldly contradictions. We live in a society today that by and large has not discerned just how precious is that gift of discretion. Men have forgotten, by and large, what is a reference point for reverence, as if man, it is undisciplined, wanton, lack of knowledge of the ways of the kingdom, shall yet inherit, some would believe, or are compelled to believe, that man lawless, unfamiliar with the ways of the kingdom of Yah, might yet enter into that kingdom. As if to say that all the varying status quo of all the nations and denominations and varying beliefs of this world are sufficient if someone just simply calls Messiah a savior. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes as indeed a savior. But how many of us understand that when the scripture says in Colossians, you are made complete in him, beware lest any man beguile you, rob you, after the principles of the world and not after the Messiah. It means you should be careful to watch out for false prophets. It means you should be careful to watch out for false doctrine. You should watch out for falling short testimonies that compel men to consider themselves, as it says in 1 Corinthians. You should be careful against those who would cause you to be fatally flattered to consider yourself wise before the time. My brothers and sisters, if we truly understand it, we should understand that all the controversy in this world must come to an end. All this controversy and contradiction to come to an end requires, my brothers and sisters, that we adhere to the real meaning of what is even the first commandment, or even what Messiah says, the first and utmost command of all. He said, He's the Holy One who brought you out of the land of Egypt. That means out from darkness, out from this polytheism of the polytheisms of this world, the misconceit, the misadministrations, the misallegiances of this world. He said, You shall have no other gods before Him. How many of us understand what that really means? Our brothers and sisters, in that men have exalted other standards that they've called perfect. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the gamut of knowledge that men call perfect or sufficient is indeed a god to them, controlling even the idea of what is good and evil, what is acceptable, what is not, what is perfect, what is falls short of expectation. We warn, my brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who would fatally flatter men. As one pastor told me, if the people are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. Told my brothers and sisters, if we understand it, the scripture said we should have no other gods. I mean, no other short-sighted, partial, in any way tainted standards. Shouldn't add or take away. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the imaginations of man are not sufficient for man to discern the thoughts behind the inspired word of Yah. In fact, the scriptures tell us the carnal mind is enmity against the law of Yah. Scriptures tell us the carnal mind, well, we must understand that man cannot discern what is the true essence contained in the scriptures for all these reasons. And diligence to preserve the to learn and preserve the integrity of a word. In fact, the scriptures tell us that 1 Corinthians 2:16 to 3 and 4 that if there are strife and divisions amongst us, but we're still functioning as carnal men. We're also told in 1550 1 Corinthians, flesh and blood, really meaning carnal mind, kindredship after kindredships with this world, should not enter the kingdom of Yah. Remember, the scripture said those who are His, He gave them, those who believe in Him, He gave them power. Become the sons of Yah. How about discipline by the Most High? How become the sons of Yah, true to His discipline? Neither the will of the flesh, nor the will of men. But born of Yah. And without question, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand, Messiah also said it well, when He said, man must be born, not only of the water, but also of the Spirit, else he shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that no one, after carnal mind, is made complete. Man was created an anointed being. Man must again attain that anointing. Man must attain again the spirit that teaches the remembrance of all things, and in all things we might agree beyond all debate and beyond all doubt. The kingdom of Yah, the word of Yah, is spiritual. Massive, if you will, are the heights and depths of every word the Most High declares, every word reinforcing every other word. Much to understand about this, my brothers and sisters, when I say that, I'll use this term now and explain it in a bit. No one is hooked into what is what I call spiritually the neuro-spiritual net, wherein only the thoughts of the Most High are allowed. Listen to me when I say that. Most High created man to resonate the thoughts of his Maker, collectively to resonate the thoughts of his Maker. When you hear the term some have used, Lord Shabaoth, what it means, my brothers and sisters, is that the Most High as a people, who will resonate as one according to his will, who will tremble at his word, and also, my brothers and sisters, defend it for all that it is. When you heard Lord of hosts or Lord of armies, you must discern what that means. And whoever will not seek to learn the fruition of truth that through us we are obligated to defend and protect. Whoever will not seek to learn to defend what is that pure and perfect standard is, by all respects, according to Yohanan 15:14, an enemy. Why? For those who would defend partial standards to blind the minds against seeking more, exalt themselves and the constraints of worldly orientations. We have to understand what the scriptures mean when it says it's the Most High before a chosen one, an awaited one. He would drive the rivers. He would show men beyond all the variant rulers who have divided this world, and show mankind a revelation of the true righteousness of Him, who the Most High has declared. Shashan Shah, King of Kings, even He who will judge all kings and all who have been subject to them, that men might at last discern, my brothers and sisters, the great need for what must come. For when the scriptures speak about the one called Shiloh in Genesis 49:1-8-12, the one unto whom all nations, all people must gather, first regathering Israel, him unto whom all his brothers of all other tribes, all the tribes shall bow. If we understood it well, my brothers and sisters, if I said if we understood it very well, we would understand, my brothers and sisters, that we must prepare beyond the varying standards of men, that we discern truthfully, be prepared to receive, discern truthfully the way of genuine righteousness. Acts 3:18-23, I'll repeat it again and again, says Messiah comes for the restoration, restitution of all things, according to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And whoever will not hearken ultimately means that pure testimony, pure perfect testimony of that prophet. Scripture says it shall be cut off from among the people. Messiah said it well in Matthew 5:14-24. He ultimately said your righteousness must concede that of your leaders. Came to not deny or abolish any part of the law and the prophets, but to teach these things fully. He said, if any man seek to deceive then his brother, not to seek the fullness of that testimony, such a one is guilty unto hellfire. Either your righteousness exceeds the varying standards. How about the varying nations, denominations, and religious diversities of this world? Either you exceed them to show allegiance to peace, one understanding. Else he said, you shall not enter the into the kingdom of Yah. Scriptures talk about Messiah coming. That he said before, go forth and convert all nations. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, the varying standards of the nations have not been that conversion. Certainly not a conversion unto all that is the pure truth that was commanded. From on high, that is the command. But the rulers of this earth have told people that they could be found acceptable after many forms of fatal flattery. Foolishness, fleshliness, false law, flaw. Standards, my brothers and sisters, that can never bring forth peace. We will always seek to leave room for contradiction, controversy, misleading the people, never to attain to the goal. There's a reason why Matthias says, look, Most High knows what is good. Ancient mind, what is good is that which was completes the purpose. Most High knows what is good, what is acceptable, what falls short. So he said, watch out for false prophets, those who won't teach you the entirety of the path. Always leaving something out. He said, broad is the road That's a false testimony. False prophets would keep you led astray, would not teach you all that is necessary to keep you on the path. In fact, my brothers and sisters, who would teach you many things that would leave you wanton, no respect for an absolute. Second Cape of Second Peter 3:14-18. They say they trick the people from steadfastness, that they follow after the error of the lawless. Without a reference point for reverence, my brothers and sisters, men have not understood. What men have done is insulted the spirit that teaches all things, presuming themselves wiser for the time. And the scripture says, such a man is who continually does this. Such a man as continually does this cannot be forgiven, cannot be ever made at one with the Most High. No, not in this world nor the next. All must agree, and all the Most High has declared. The kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of a word beyond all worldly contradictions, allows for none of these various contentions after the imaginations of men. Tell us salvation is not a work that any man should boast. It means the salvation, the healing, the making again strong, even the restoration of an eternal people under the conscience that is intended, is not after the devices, imaginations of men. To discern, my brothers and sisters, that oneness is a gift from Yah. And we need to talk about that, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. It's talking about a gift, a grace from the Most High, for which we should be thankful. But my brothers and sisters, the grace of the Most High is a some people talk about a grace period. It means to give you given an opportunity and a time to seek to grow. So let the soul who's granted that opportunity be diligent about it. If we're granted a grace, another word for grace, you say gracias, you say thank you for a gift. You should have gratitude for the gift, my brothers and sisters. Count all that that gift would afford or allow you access unto. For that gift, my brothers and sisters, you should be utmost thankful. We live in a world today that doesn't want to consider so much the entirety of what is divine law, a gift, but it's preferred to break the law, not seeking lawfulness, but lawlessness. And after lawlessness, my brothers and sisters, there is no peace, if we understand it. Peace, having no other distraction, is the first, utmost command of him who is one, according to all that is written. I want you to understand something. If we had no other diverse standards, misinterpretations, administrations, misrepresentations, we didn't have any of those. Men would all truly, my brothers and sisters, serve the one Most High, rather than the perverter, the deviator, that would compel men to call evil, deviation from the perfect state, somehow good, and would dare to lie to tell people that the Most High delights in such. My brothers and sisters, you receive the spirit of maturation for a reason. The Most High, for the spirit of maturation, and there's a reason why you must. I want you to understand something, brothers and my sisters, live in a strange society today. And men have considered that they could take the covenant of the Most High and even keep the covenant of the Most High lightly. Psalms 50 speaks of it. The Messiah will come in the perfection of his beauty, according to all the Most High has intended. And where many had thought that he came as a thief like many, saying that partial standards are sufficient, he said to the lawless, to the wicked, those who seek lust and lawfulness, he says, he will say to them, you kept my covenant lightly. And he said, tells them they must repent, return to him, lest he tear them in pieces. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that man has, according to his own personal agendas, sought to subdivide, break up, break in pieces the law of the Most High, and not realize that what he's done is broken the law, broken the order, my brothers and sisters. We must understand that the Most High does not deny himself. The lordship, the mastery, the law, the authority that he is, we must understand that he will not deny himself. Therefore, as good soldiers, the scripture says in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, we must be soldiers without reproof, complete unto all good works. Blessed are they who will understand the Most High. To give another his name, he will not deny himself. Again, my brothers and sisters, the first command of all is peace. And the very word for peace, the Hebrew mind, connotes perfection. Let me see if I can explain that with regard to some of even just the first four commands. Think about it. If we have no other standards in our midst, and we are true to the holy name, like it says in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions amongst us. And if there 2:16 through 3 and 4 says, if there be divisions amongst us, we are still carnal. That means not functioning after the spiritual mind, not the mind of Messiah. And the scriptures tell us that if we destroy the temple, destroy the testimony that's supposed to be a habitation within us all, or have habitation within us all. Scripture says, whoever will destroy that testimony, Yah will destroy. We have to be wise to know the Most High has already understood long that the ordinary thoughts of carnal mind, the thoughts of man, are vain, and that means not sufficient to appease the Most High according to all that is his plan and purpose. So we are not to consider ourselves so wise before the time when Messiah comes. We are to continually seek the Most High for all that is necessary that our people be one, as the utmost command. Think about it. Romans 10. Shaul said, my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved, we all might be one. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that it is utmost imperative we all be inclined to seek the whole truth, to assure that the word of the Most High is not forgotten. For to forget that word is to break the law. And such a thing, my brothers and sisters, is continually to be regarded illegal. Blessed are they who understand and seek therefore the Spirit that brings all things, the Messiah. What he told his disciples that the many things that he longs to tell them, had longed to tell them. You look at, Johannes 16:12. Many things he longed to tell them, but they could not grasp, could not discern them, could not bear them yet. Till the comfort of the Holy Spirit compels them to seek beyond themselves, see with a comprehension, to convey beyond themselves. He said they could, many things he told them, they could not grasp this yet till the Holy Spirit comes to bring all these things to remembrance. Also, my brothers and sisters, to correct their understanding. Meaning that Messiah himself said that he can speak to folks till you get my point. Hey, speak to somebody till they're blue in the face, but until the Most High attunes the mind, there's something going to be missing. Meaning that the greater impetus and plan, intense the word, is not comprehended after a carnal mind. Again, my brothers and sisters, we all must become complete. Seek to become perfect in our understanding, certainly perfect in the fundamental toward perfect understanding. Else the scripture says we are not found worthy to enter the kingdom of Yah. It's time we understand that truth does not deny truth. How then, my brothers and sisters, that there are so many divisions amongst us, but that men have been taught many lies. In fact, the Most High told me directly that every lie have truth. Hasty conclusion the men draw, having the words but not discerning their meaning. Every such fallen standard, my brothers and sisters, wherein people have become proud, has become an obstacle against our discerning the greater dimensions of truth. So let us discern again the first commandment of the Most High is that we recognize one standard, that there be no arguments amongst us. So we learn how to reason together as a people, lest we be cut off. The scripture says, come, let us reason together. Let us discern what is the perfect will of Yah. Let us seek rather than arguing our own self-righteousness, seek His. Following sin and falling short of the glory. So come, let us reason together. Let us seek the fullness of the truth that we are missing. And if we have that as our first command, the intent, the Shema. Mark 12:29 through 31, we must seek and love the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. That no man be deceived, and there be no divisions amongst us, that we all recognize the Most High as one. If we do not have that as our first and primary motivation, my brothers and sisters, we have failed the very first command. Second command, should not make yourself any graven image. Let me tell you something. The worst concept of an idol that a man can have is a false concept of the Most High, the Savior, in his mind. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High doesn't want distractions or any obstacles against his people awakening to the greater truth. Third command, should not take his name in vain. Most High will not call blameless the man who does this. But let us all consider, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are saying here. You don't call upon his name unto anything less than the fullness of his will. If any man seeks anything less, he's still under sin, still under fallen standards, still in bondage. And the Most High says he is by no means such a one who upon his name not to seek the fullness of his will. But his name declares he is everything that he is. Whoever seeks anything less should not be counted blameless. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says he will show mercy to thousands of generations, those who show that they love him, that seek him with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might, for the fullness of his will, for the good of our people. But he said also he would visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, the third and fourth generation of those who hate him, or who hate him whose very name declares he is all and everything that he is. Even my brothers and sisters, even when we go to the fourth command when it says, remember the Shabbat day to keep it holy. Remember the day in which we are to seek the Most High, that we function without distractions. Oh, yes, that's what it means, my brothers and sisters, that we be made whole. For understand the ancient meaning of Shabbat, it means to seek to be made complete. The very word for Shabbat comes from the very root word. You also see the word Shalom, and it relates, my brothers and sisters, that we seek to be made complete unto peace. If we seek anything less, if we seek to create distractions, obstacles against that fruition, my brothers and sisters, we are not revered and respected. To remember all things that in the holy day is to be remembered. But how many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, again, to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. It's time we discern the reality, my brothers and sisters, in pursuit of personal ambitions. Humanity has forgotten what is the gospel of cooperation. And my brothers and sisters, without a reference point for reference, men have followed after all manner of lawless men, having their own agendas, despising the truth of Yah. You must remember that we are stewards in the earth, meaning that we have something that belongs to another that we ought to care for, we ought to preserve. And according to the scriptures in Isaiah 46, 8 through 12, if we do not remember what is this purpose, we're still counted in our forgetfulness, sinners and transgressors, less than what man was intended to be as a habitation to preserve the integrity of a holy word. But there are those amongst us, my brothers and sisters, who have forgotten this. Isaiah 44 through 45 through 46 speaks of one whom the Most High has appointed, ultimately that Israel be justified or corrected righteously forever. Oh, but most have not even considered what that means. One the Most High has appointed for the express purpose that men, according to Malachi 3:18-4:2-6, might know the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between what is acceptable unto the Most High and what is not. Know the difference between those who seek all his will and those who do not. Knowing exactly, again, my brothers and sisters, what is a covenant? To restore a covenant. Because, trust me, the multitude of various standards after which men contend after their own agendas is not a covenant, not between men nor with Yah. It is lawlessness in disguise, my brothers and sisters. It is time we understand it. For whoever would not seek to teach the fullness of the testimony, my brothers and sisters, one scripture says whoever was ashamed of the gospel, in other words, would not teach the whole word. Messiah said, I'll be ashamed of him before my Father and before his angels, meaning he would be ashamed before all that are called to be messengers. He will be ashamed before all the faithful messengers by all those who would dare to call upon his name and say they're associated with him, would not seek the fullness of his word. And he said he would seek to save his life. In other words, who would seek to deny the truth, to seek the exaltation of men. Well, would deny the truth to be seek the exaltation of men, not seek to declare the word that would help all to become one. He said whoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whoever would lose his life for the sake of my gospel shall gain it to life eternal. He called the disciples martyrs. In some respects, they put down the word in the book of Acts. The word for faithful witnesses is martyrs, a martyria, those who are willing to give their very lives to maintain and preserve and defend a testimony. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand the integrity of what the Most High has intended this world to be is an utmost command. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the bringing back of our people according to the fullness of that testimony, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's nothing more precious. Scripture says the Most High would raise up a man who will bring his people back for a bride. Isaiah 8th chapter, going into the 9th, says Messiah will come saying, bind up all the testimony. That means teach it all. Early and latter testimonies, even my brothers and sisters, all that is the law of the prophets, even the words of the apostles. Bring it all together. His word, for they are his word. And he said, bind all the testimony and seal all the law. And he said, if anyone would choose not to do this or would not do it, he says, because there's no light in them. They are the children of darkness, the children of confusion. And some text says they refuse to do it because they do not receive a bribe for it. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, many times have I talked to pastors, some who I have cornered with the exceeding words of the scriptural truth, and they've actually gone as far as to tell me that though they know they have been treacherous of the partiality of their teachings, they have gone as far as to tell me straight out that the people don't know they need these things. So if they're willing to pay for something less, though they know it's not sufficient enough, they have said that they will still yet sell it. They refuse to warn people, my brothers and sisters, about scriptures like Isaiah, the 28th chapter, about the 10th to the 23rd verse. It says Messiah will have what many would call a terror and a vexation as a report, telling people what they have believed along the lines of all these varied ideals of men have been ints of what the scriptures call cloth men to wrap himself up in, insufficient for a garment, meaning that the testimony that they men have believed have in so many respects been carnal, my brothers and sisters, and not enough to cover the shame of their carnal or fleshly mindedness. Lest they will understand, my brothers and sisters, what it means. We'll talk about that in a moment, to await what the scriptures call the awaited one. You must discern the difference between truth and falsehood, my brothers and sisters, the difference between what is eternal from the beginning, and what is merely men's misleading imaginations. There are thoughts and thought forms which will be forever a part of and participant in what I call the neuro-spiritual network of minds that praise and honor the Most High, collectively connected together unto His honor. There are thoughts and thought forms which will forever be participant in the part of that neuro-spiritual network necessary, my brothers and sisters, that all the thoughts and ideals of the Most High be preserved forever. Thoughts and thoughts form, my brothers and sisters, which, whether men are willing to receive them or not, will decide whether they are worthy amidst the kingdom eternal or not. We must understand there are many thoughts and ideas, practices of man, point blank, my brothers and sisters. I say that point blank will not be accepted. For only the most pure and diligent mind and heart will be found acceptable. Excuse me just a moment, please. We are back. I'd like to continue on with the discussion. It's a very important one. One that seriously will affect in its realization the salvation of all men. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say the truths that I speak of tonight, no one can be saved or assured true in his allegiance unto the Most High without it. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, the difference between good and evil, what is complete, what is partial, what is true to the Most High, what is not. We must discern the difference, my brothers and sisters, for no one was ever anointed by the Spirit that teaches all things to cherry pick, counterfeit, or taint in any way the blessed word, far apart from initial eternal intents, as decided, predesigned, foreordained by the Maker. So much of what this world has, word of oppositions have compelled men to believe are not the thoughts of the Maker, but it's only the imaginations, the wanton imaginations of men. The Most High told me long ago, all this required to make a devil if there were none is for man's mind, his thoughts, to be left without his discipline. Blessed are they, though, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this and will seek indeed instead of all these partialities what is indeed before the Most High wise. As I said before, the utmost desire of every true Israelite must be that our people be one. This is the Messiah called the utmost command of all. We all recognize the Most High as one, seeking Him, having a love for Him, with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, that we love one another, there be no deceit one amongst another. This must be utmost soul drive and purpose of everyone who would be called converted, true as an Israelite, that our people, true to the holy name, not misrepresent, not be misled, not misinterpret or misadminister any of the holy word, but to be all, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the curses of deceiving hypocrisies, i.e. fallen standards, beyond all the imposters and the enemies who teach partial doctrines and would cause people to become proud of stagnation. We must be on all these, my brothers and sisters, prove that we have a preference for the greater truth and light rather than the confusion that is a multitude of fallen standards that keep mankind stagnant in the darkness. Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, no one has a right to speak unless the Most High Himself has taught and granted a word of permission. Many sit back and say, oh, they interpret the scripture. They'll tell them, look at the scripture. And they'll say, well, this is what I got out of it. My brothers and sisters, I'll tell you something Most High told me many years ago. It was a time of deep meditation, I remember, years ago. Nobody was at the house but me. And I remember sitting back on meditation, sitting on back on the couch. And beautiful conversation with the Most High. Probably went on for about 30-plus minutes, half an hour, before I remember saying to the Most High, "No, this is amazing," because he was telling me all these amazingly beautiful, deep concepts. Everything asked, it was billions of answers in splitted seconds. And then sometimes the Most High would do that. But you don't have a chance to reject anything he wants to get through first. That's a blessing. I even go as far as to tell you other times the Most High will kind of blink you out of here for a minute so you don't get a chance to say, your ordinary mind don't get a chance to supposedly judge according to what you think, you know, anything he has to tell. He just inputs it. I consider that a blessing, too. But I remember one time in meditation, a similar situation, fully conscious. Such a magnificent conversation was going on. And after about 30 minutes, I dared to say what I thought was something positive. Many other ways it seemed right under men. Seemed just under men, honorable under men, but disgusting before Yah. Look at Psalms, or Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25. You would not hear the law of the Lord, my scripture says. Hear all the Most High to say, even his prayers, an abomination. What the Most High told me is when this conversation suddenly halted, he told me, doesn't he put it in vernacular, like I would have heard him perhaps from the old folks when I was a kid. He said, it ain't nothing that I understand what's going on in that little bitty picayune little head of yours. He said, anything that's in my head that ever is or will be worth anything, he said, he is the one who has to put it there. He said, it ain't nothing that I understand, that he understands, what's going on in his little picayune little head of mine. He said, what's awesome is that I begin to understand what's going on in his. I'm so thankful that he put me in place with those words. If we understood it, Philippians 2 tells us at 2:13, there's a reason why unto Messiah under every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. For only by his spirit is it possible to attain what is acceptable. Well, the scriptures actually tell us at 2:9 that it is Yah who inspires us to do the good things that we do. The Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. Meaning, that he said for those who would avow themselves. Oh, yes, to petition the Most High for the vow, for his spirit is a vow. He said to those who would avow themselves to guard, maintain, and defend, and preserve the integrity of his words, his commandments. He said he would then ask the Father for the spirit of truth, which the world refused to receive. How about refuse even to preserve and maintain an integrity, that they fake it to cause men, my brothers and sisters, to worship false rulers, false standards, causing men to lose their way. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we know. Messiah was saying that to ask the Most High for a spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, that would empower man to guard, maintain, and defend his testimony. First, there must be that desire, my brothers and sisters. In fact, there must be a willingness to, as one scripture says in the book of Romans, since carnal mind is self-righteous enmity against the law, the fullness of what is divine law, it doesn't want to humble itself before what it doesn't easily understand, having other agendas. It says, if you walk after the flesh, your own designs, distractions, you will die. But if you walk after the Spirit, if subdue the flesh by the Spirit, you will live, and you should cry out, Abba, Bone, Father, our Father, thankful is the Most High. Wants to raise your conscience unto what is acceptable for him. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, true to all his purpose in all creation, For it is written in Romans 8, all creation awaits the manifestation of the sons and daughters of Yah. Those who would not function against that purity of mind, thought, device, peace, and ideal. But who would in all things be true to it? Blessed are they then who understand, or would understand the reason Most High said he was sin, an anointed, awaited one. What is in the book of Malachi? I want to talk about this a little bit more. Malachi says, the Most High in 2:16, you need to read on from around 2:16, read on further, and read them back a little bit too. The Most High said he wants a pure offspring, children true to his spirit, and that the leaders should not try to hide their injustice under their under pretenses of their robes. For your leaders have misled many, my brothers and sisters, when they dare to say that everyone who does after his own fallen short evil way is still yet good in the sight, complete, multitude of partial standards, complete is impossible. Still good in the sight of the Most High, and that he delights in such. Scriptures tell us the Messiah will be sent, he for the Lord whom you seek, the Master whom you seek. One called by the holy name, surname, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple, and all those who have been partial in the law should be put to utter shame. When in the day that he restores righteousness as of old in former years. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. What those scriptures are actually saying is this. As the one for whom you should seek, as the one who will bring discretion, that you discern between what is truly divine righteousness, true to all the Most High has intended, beyond all the fallen standards after which the scriptures have already told us in advance, and the last days, all will have to come to understand that all have sinned, erred, and fallen short of the glory of Yah. Have all sinned and fallen short of what is honorable for the Most High. So the scripture says, the Lord whom you seek, or him for whom you are waiting, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. Same thing we find in Isaiah 40 through 41, talking about a herald, like a voice crying in the wilderness, that Elijah like Yohanan-like voice, if you will, crying out to a people not inclined to hear. Lost for not being inclined to hear. The scripture tells us, my brothers and sisters, that we should prepare for the coming of the one called the King, the righteous King that comes suddenly like the rising sun, to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who hide the truth from you. Scripture says, they who wait for him to renew their strength. What does it talk about in Isaiah 41:5, who exposes all the kings and rulers? What does it mean, my brothers and sisters, when you look at Psalms 2, and it says, blessed are they who wait for him who will expose all the rulers who have left the world in chaos, the true king who disciplines all. Why didn't they tell you about this, my brothers and sisters? Oh, there's so much more about this to understand. Again, my brothers and sisters, a true Israelite does not exalt himself in his own wisdom before the time. But a true Israelite, my brothers and sisters, discerns what is even written in Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17. The Most High has an anointed one. They call him an angel from the rising sun, which translates also as King of the East. Same thing as in Revelation 16 and 12 to 21. Who exposes every false, unclean testimony. That those who follow him overcome the beastliness of irrationality to be found worthy to be called Israel, the people of the one Most High. But this one comes born, my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 49, with the seal of the living Yah. And when, my brothers and sisters, when you seal a message, I want you to understand what you do. Before you seal it, you assure that everything you want to convey is upon it, and it is sealed to assure that nobody else's tampering has changed that message. Blessed are they who will follow that one, who Revelation 14 calls the Lamb, wherever he leads. I will even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, whoever was not prepared to seek after that one, I repeat, whoever is not prepared to seek after that one, has not sought after the true Messiah who will bring discretion, as to what is and is not the acceptable will of Yah. But whoever will not seek that one, my brothers and sisters, has actually sought for, expected a licentious king, lawless in all manner of wantonness, a lord of misrule. Jews said, watch out for those who have come in amongst us, not seeking after the common salvation, perverting the grace of Yah, in fact denying the one Savior, perverting the grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, the truth of Yah. Every man walked after his own lawlessness. Scripture talks about one created by the rulers of state, Revelation 13. The scripture speaks about one having horns like a lamb and speaks as a dragon. In other words, seeming to be messianic. But my brothers and sisters still speaking the doctrine of devils. We're warned to watch out for this pretense. 2 Thessalonians said that we have fallen away from faith, fallen away from faithfulness under one. Men falling after lawless rulers right there in the midst of the temple, causing people to prefer unrighteousness, having no love of the truth. The Messiah will have to come in the latter days to expose this pretense, meaning that men, having fallen away from the will of one, must surely again, my brothers and sisters, be restored. And in fact, if you read throughout all the epistles, you find that the apostles wrote the various epistles or letters to the various congregations toward their being made in all things one. My brothers and sisters, until we are one in the truth of the Most High, we are not saved. We say we are spiritual people. If truly in all things we were, why is it so difficult to get many of us to come to agree? What does it say in 1 Corinthians 2:16 to 3 and 4? It's not the mind of the Messiah. He is not a God of confusion. If there's strife and divisions amongst us, still being ruled by the partialities, self-exaltations of the carnal mind. But again, my brothers and sisters, for those who are true to the gift of the Spirit, they know they must seek the Most High, be empowered to learn, that they might defend the integrity of a standard, integrity of a word. And to a true Israel, my brothers, true Israelite, nothing is more important, nothing more precious than the cause of Yah, for the regathering, the restoration, the restoring to honor, the peace that he has planned for his people in agreement to all that he has declared. For this reason, my brothers and sisters, Messiah cannot be bribed. And look at the temple. Look at the temptation on the mount. Devil couldn't bribe him, even with the whole world. Most I wouldn't have wanted, according to his purpose, divine purpose, a world after such devilish, divisive rule. We look at the scriptures, even when Pilate asked him and saying, hey, know you not that I have power? And Pilate said he had power to release him or have him condemned. Messiah said to him, ultimately, there's only one supreme power. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are saying. That Messiah would come in Isaiah 45 to bring back the people of the Most High, nothing more precious, and would do it not for a price nor for a bribe. Again, Isaiah 8 to 9th chapter says that there are those who will not seek the perfect word because they are bribed after the carnalities of this world, the desires of the flesh, the will of this world, esteem for men to compromise the word against the promise. And in this manner, my brothers and sisters, they have denied the Prince of Peace. And in this very manner, my brothers and sisters, according to the scriptures, have the leaders caused the people to err. Isaiah 56 talks about how the leaders have another agenda, each one after his own quarter, his own agenda, his own designs, to his own advantage, even causing men to mock when Messiah comes to reveal the greater truths. And the scripture says men have done this, but they praise their kings and not him, and that these leaders have been stumbling on blocks against the awakening of his people. But they all who trust after such folly should be swept away like wind and vanity. And the time will come that his people who remain will say, clear ye up, get the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. The cry of Israel has iniquity and Yaakov has sins. Get the obstacles out of the way. Get the deceit out of our midst. That the true light should go forth speedily. And saying if we seek then the perfect will of Yah, as he has declared in his Shabbat. Calling pursuit of his perfect will of delight. Then will we receive the inheritance of Yaakov, who delights to know and have opportunity to access knowledge from the Most High of Yah. Time we understand these things, my brothers and sisters. Again, to petition the Most High for us to spirit is a desire to be enjoined, disciplined, co-participant, what I call the neural spiritual net of those minds interlinked under the praise and preservation of all that is divine will. It is a petition to be purged of every worldly misinformation and misinfluence. The true initiate with a pure heart. Psalm 119:7. Says, I will praise thee with a whole heart when I have learned thy statutes. Psalm 119:97. Give me more understanding than all the elders and the honorable. Oh, how I love thy law. It's my meditation all the day. Asking for wisdom beyond all the leaders. And the partial standards of the word of Yah become a light to our path. Beyond all those who keep us flooded in darkness. Blessed are they who will understand. For the truth of salvation, my brothers and sisters, is not after the flaw or false law of men, but the gift of discerning indeed what is the covenant law of Yah. The pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters, that brings forth agreement and one understanding. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Oh, my brothers and sisters, Most High intends that literally millions so one day all walk together, all following after the spirit and the heart of one. Blessed they will understand this. And again, a petition for the Holy Spirit. According to Yohanan 14, even Yohanan 17:8-9, he said, it makes no request for the worldly, for those who will hearken to hear his word, that his people might be one. Read John 17 and understand. Yaakov said, though we be scattered among many nations, denominations, many allegiances, many camps, if you say, if you want to put it that way. Most High still desires a perfect work, one understanding amongst us all. And if we be double-minded, treacherous against that goal, don't let us not think we receive anything in our petitions, even in our petitions for wisdom. I want you to understand what that means about your leaders. They have not petitioned the Most High for what is necessary, that all our people be healed perfectly as one. What manner of spirit do you think it is then that they receive who petition the Most High, but not to defend or even to fully discern his perfect will, who establish upon pagan lawless foundations, have only preserved everything the Most High said must be purged from the human soul. For many are the ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof has never been life. Many are the practices of man, the thoughts of man, the doctrines that men have created, that by no means, my brothers and sisters, awaken the mind to realize the true purpose for which Messiah even came. Scripture says he died and rose to be Lord. 14:10-12. His name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. One judge. Well, my brothers and sisters, it means that he rose to prove that the standards of those who persecuted him, both Jew and Gentile, because the priesthood of that time was under Roman appointment, men might realize the need to transcend them all. And that we should therefore, think about it, 15:4 Romans, seek all that was before time was written, that we through patience and faith in the inspired words might have hope, that all might be like-minded, Jew and Gentile, obedient in word and deed. Read it out to 15:18. Romans, meaning one judgment, then, my brothers and sisters, according to all the Most High has declared, and no less. Now, Romans said, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. And the same thing, my brothers and sisters, is in to the glory of Yah, his Father. Well, there's a need to understand that. Philippians said the same. And what it really means, my brothers and sisters, that the Messiah came that all might honor all fully what is the will of Yahweh gave him that name. Sounds so much like Isaiah 45 and 6. Most High removes all the obstacles from before one he has planned. Surnames, one, as a servant of the Most High for the sake of his servant Israel. That the scripture says, all might revere the name of the Most High from the rising of the sun and from the west. My brothers and sisters, that's so much the same words. You can read how 45 and 23, Isaiah speaking of. Discern again the reality, my brothers and sisters. As the Most High grant us all that we need to discern between all and beyond all this massive illusions that have kept men not even to discern who Messiah is according to the scriptures when he said, I am the root, an offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who is the son of David who came before King David? Having a heart to obey all that is the will of Yah. It was foretold. The Davidic king, the scripture said, was also called the morning star. Check it out for yourself, my brothers and sisters, at 119 through 2 and 3 of Second Cape of Second Peter. It's called Sunrise, Horn of David, 168 through 178 or so of Luke. Who did scripture say Messiah is? Discern this, my brothers and sisters. And discern here who it is for whom you should be waiting. Need to continue this show. Need to continue on this topic. Until we think and speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miao of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank him again. And I thank you all again for listening. For what indeed was once a dream must now again be done. Remember, those who do not await him will judge all. Remember that even what Shaul said, he said, let no man consider himself so wise before the time, even saying that he does not judge himself. Those who do not seek after him, my brothers and sisters, who come to correct all, who do not wait for him, remain a divided and weak people. Not having been made one to resist all the wiles of the devil. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Ephesians 6, when it calls the gospel of peace, the completed word necessary to transcend all obstacles, to bring forth solution beyond all controversy. The scripture says we must put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah that we be able to stand against the wiles. How about the fallen standards of those who are deviant? Please understand me, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 59:8 through 19 through 21 speaks of the same. And a standard must be raised. Pure, perfect, and variant light of truth against every fallen standard. That the covenant from henceforth then and that day shall remain, even remain forever. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says when that light returns, even the nation that will not hearken to that perfect light shall utterly perish. So Messiah comes saying, the Spirit of the Most High is upon me. The anointing that teaches and brings all things to remembrance is upon me to release those who are captive, who are imprisoned in institutions that won't tell you the whole truth. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will understand. While the leaders didn't teach you about the awaited one, he for whom you should be waiting, the Lord whom you seek, Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4, 5, Malachi 2:16 through 3 and 4. Why they didn't tell you about that? Why didn't they tell you to look for him to reprove them all? If they wanted you to believe that a multitude of contradictions, that the varying doctrines of men are wise, is because they never intended for you to seek or know the truth of the Most High beyond themselves. And all who would do this, my brothers and sisters, have been utmost treacherous. Blessed are they who will understand what the scriptures mean. Even in the book of Micah, it says, as for me, I will wait for the Most High. I will seek him. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand the meaning. That when Messiah appears, they're not inclined to reject him, like we find in Zephaniah 2:16 through 2:15 through 3 and 6 through 3:13. And are inclined to discern and be thankful to the Most High that when the greater word comes, they should be discerned it is the greater word of Yah, that they must obey it. But the reason why, my brothers and sisters, that we all must learn how not to lie, Revelation 19:11, called Messiah the word of Yah, according to all that is divine will, he would judge. The word with a mouth like a sharp two-edged sword that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Whether men seek the complete, perfect will of Yah or not. Blessed are they who will understand these things. Blessed are they who will understand who the scriptures tell us Messiah truly is. Who he said he is when he said in Revelation 22:16, concerning him who would enforce the fact that no man who adds or takes away from the word will be found viable, worthy of the kingdom. He said, if you add anything, you add damnation to your soul. You take away anything, you take away your opportunity unto eternal life. Messiah said he is the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. The scripture says, even so, though he comes to declare an absolute standard of the world, by and large is forgotten for many generations. Even so, come. Please understand what I mean when you check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Article called Prophetic Proof, an article at hiddengospel.com called Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, what it means that even so. We might finally discern, our brothers and sisters, what truly is a covenant, a perfect agreement in the holy name. Even so, come, understand this title, Yeshua HaKurti.